for it to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me today in the Zoom room for one of our historic Versus episodes, please welcome David and David, Mr. Dave Festini and Mr. Dave Schneier. How you doing, Dave Festini?
I'm doing well. How are the both of you?
Well, after some sound issues, we finally got this figured out, and we're doing good, I think.
All good. Good to see you two tonight.
You too. Now, we were supposed to do this last week, Dave Schneier, and your son had a bit of a mishap. Tell us what happened. Tell us how he's doing.
Thank you. He was playing basketball at lunch at school, tripped over a shoelace. No joke. Literally tripped over a shoelace and fell
Somebody
backwards.
Somebody threw down a banana peel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good that we used the same sound there, yeah. of a banana peel. Fell backwards and fractured his wrist.
Oh, my.
Or a fracture in the wrist. If I say fractured his wrist, it makes sounds like it like shattered, but it did not shatter. So he is in a hard cast, and we get that taken off this Friday. So it was only 2 weeks in a cast.
That's not bad. And how old is your son?
He's 15.
Now, usually when a 15-year-old fractures his wrist, he's doing something else. So I'm glad that he was playing basketball.
Playing basketball. Yes. Indeed. Yeah. So thank you for asking. He is pretty bummed that he's been in a cast, but it could have been worse.
How violently do you have to be?
What's your question?
How violently do you have to be doing that act to fracture your wrist?
You know, you don't remember when you were 15, go crazy on that thing.
I never on the crazy on that thing.
Yeah, that's what the heart song's about.
How close was your bed to the wall? Because the hand flies out, hits the wall.
Yeah.
Fracture
your wrist. Or you fall out of the top bunk.
That's true.
And which hand did he fracture? Left or right?
Thankfully the left. He is a right hander, so thankfully the left.
Right. See? And then when you want to pretend it's a different person, you would use the hand you don't favor.
That's it.
The stranger. Yeah. Is that what you're? That's not the stranger. The stranger. I'm not even going to. How did this happen? How did this happen? So
I don't know. I don't know. It's just all did. Me.
I forgot.
I'm the stupid one.
Just did.
Oh, my God.
All right. We got 10 rounds tonight. This is going to be quite a fight. Highway to Hell, 1979. Versus Back in Black, 1980. I can tell you this, both albums produced by Robert John Mutt Lang.
Mm.
I can also tell you this, one album came out in July of 79, the other July of 80.
Wow.
One feature.
That's crazy.
That is insane.
Like, think about that. Like, first of all, it takes a good 3 to 5 years for a band to record a new album, like, these days.
Yeah.
Not to mention after you lose your front man.
Right.
Sorry about that. A little Peter Brady action. you lose your lead singer. It's insane.
These guys recorded two of their all-time classics with two different singers in back-to-back years. It's literally impossible to do.
Yeah.
But they did it. Now, the songs on Highway to Hell were all written by Malcolm Young, Angus Young, and Bon Scott. The songs on Back in Black were all written by Malcolm Young, Angus Young, and Brian Johnson, their new singer.
Now, do you think that that's a Van Halen type situation where the singers are writing the lyrics and...
I'm sure definitely Angus and Malcolm probably had riffs and stuff, right. You know, written. Sure. Why not? What's
impressive to me about AC/DC is the deepness of the lyrics. They're very introspective.
Well, we have two different guys probably writing the lyrics. So are they going to be a little different? Or are they going to be more of the same? I don't know.
tackling important topics.
Highway to Hell is 41 minutes, 38 seconds. Back in Black is 42 minutes, 11 seconds, virtually the same length. So this is going to be good. This is going to be fun. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
All right. And Dave, do you like AC/DC? I don't even remember.
Which, you have two people here named Dave.
Well, one guy's a reporter slash scorekeeper.
Oh, that's right. His opinion means nothing.
So if I'm talking to a Dave, it's Dave Festini, my co-host. And then, you know, then I'll do an offshoot. I'll go over to Dave Schneier.
That's fair. Yes, I do like AC/DC. We've talked about my brother Ed in the past. He was a huge AC/DC fan.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, I grew up listening to the stuff that was coming out of his room. So right. By that connection.
What was coming out of his room?
Music. The sounds of music bellowing.
Did he break
out of
a wrist as well?
Good Lord. That is offensive. they're not nearly as bad of the stuff that as Ed Pat has said about Ed in the past. Right.
And Dave, he's an asshole. And Dave, we know that he is.
Not true.
You've said things to me. You've told me.
It's all lies.
Dave Schneier, do you like AC/DC?
I do. I do. In fact, my favorite AC/DC song is on one of these albums of all time. AC/DC song of all time.
Keep it to yourself now, Schneier. All right. Here we go. Round one.
I'm just going on record because I like to do that.
Here we go again.
If your favorite AC/DC song is like You Shook Me, I'm never talking to you again.
Ever. Well, let's find out. We'll find out when it happens.
Okay. See how the evening ends.
Yeah. all right. Here we go. Round one kicks off with track and Dave Schneier, keep me on track tonight. We're going to let Dave Festini do the odd numbers, right?
Yes.
I do the evens, but yep. Keep me on track. If I make a mistake, stop me, stop the show. All right. Round one kicks off with the title track from Highway to Hell. It is Highway to Hell. Here we go. Round one.
Wow.
Not going to talk about it. It's not time yet because we have to play the song that it faces off against, track one on Back in Black. It's not the title track. It is instead Hell's Bells. Thank you. All right, we heard a lot of Hell's Bells because that's quite an intro. Mm. I also want to take note that both songs have hell in the title.
The recurring theme with AC/DC.
Dave Fastini, what do you got for me? Highway to Hell versus Hell's Bells.
Well, they're both amazing songs and kind of a little bit of an unfair, you know, matchup, because I think the opening of Back in Black with Hell's Bells is deliberate in that they are marking the passing of Bon Scott with the bells and that whole effect. So while being a rather upbeat rock number, it is somewhat somber in its presentation. Highway to Hell, on the other hand, is complete classic AC/DC. Right. Nobody writes a song. I love AC/DC because they write songs about, you know, being a rock band, and it ain't easy. You know, the whole, if you want to get, it's hard. What is it? It's hard to, what the hell is it?
It's hard to get to the top if you want to rock,
And roll. That's not the name of it, but that's embarrassing. But, you know, that kind of gritty,
it's a long way to the top.
There you go. So for me, it's I hate to do it, but it's Highway to Hell. Highway to Hell's like top five for me with AC/DC songs, the song itself.
Yeah. And I have to go with Highway to Hell too, because it's just, I mean, just that guitar at the beginning, that crunchy, and then you're right into it. I mean, Hell's Bells, it takes a little time to get into it. It's a fantastic song. I love it.
Great way to open that album, for sure.
Sure. The whole theme of the album is to pay tribute to their fallen band member. And and they hit a home run with the tribute song, Hell's Bells. But going head to head, song for song, it's Highway to Hell for me also. Yeah.
Dave, do we need a score?
That's an easy update. 2-0, Highway to Hell.
And Dave Schneier, have we heard your favorite AC/DC song of all time yet?
You have not. You shook me all night long. It hasn't come up yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding.
I swear to God, I'll disconnect you myself.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
All right, here we go. It's round two. First up from Highway to Hell is a song called Girls Got Rhythm. Here we go. All right, Girls Got Rhythm. He's seen a million girls. I don't think I've seen a million girls yet.
It's a lot of girls. I was thinking
a ton of girls.
Myself.
Hard to choose one when you got that many to choose to pick from.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Unless you choose all of them, which is
probably what he did.
Very possible for these.
It's very possible that with that many girls, he might have shoot to thrill. Here we go.
Oh.
Track two.
Yikes.
Oh.
Both songs about girls and women and shooting and thrilling.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff happening. Oh boy. I'm first because it's the evens.
Yep.
This is tough. This is really tough for me on this one. I do want to say MVP so far for me is Phil Rudd on drums. Jesus.
Yeah, right.
And you know, Mutt Lang knows how to record the drums too. You know, really good. But again, if Phil Rudd's got two arms, mean,
even with a guy, I was gonna say,
to worry about a guy that doesn't have an arm.
Even with a guy with one arm.
All right. I think the reason that I'm edging towards the song I'm gonna choose is because of the Marvel Iron Man films.
Mm.
It's making me lean towards this one. Kind of gives me an extra jolt of something I love by pairing AC/DC with those Iron Man films. So even though I love both of these songs, I would probably give them both the same score out of 10. I'm going to go with Shoot to Thrill on this round.
Well, nothing shines a light on that argument that all AC/DC songs sound the same than pairing them up against each other track to track. Wow. I mean, holy my goodness. These two, it's just one giant mashup. You could sing Girls Got Rhythm to Shoot to Thrill. But listen, the simplicity is part of what makes AC/DC great, right? At least that's what we tell ourselves. So these are two great songs. I agree with you about the Iron Man thing. It definitely brings that to mind. Being a great and Favreau, I mean, I'm assuming it was Favreau that made that decision. How great is him to use the AC/DC stuff on Iron Man?
Yeah.
But if I'm making a decision between the two, it's like super close because they're so similar.
Yeah.
I gotta go Girls Got Rhythm because it was first. And because it becomes a Bon Scott over Brian Johnson issue. I like Brian Johnson a lot, but he's not Bon Scott. So it's Girls Got Rhythm for me.
And I can't even argue that choice. It's because I could have easily made that choice too.
Yes, sir. It's
cough is catching.
I know it's coming through the wires. Dave Schneier, what's our score?
Right now we are at 3-1 Highway to Hell over Back in Black.
All right, Dave Schneier, you want to just add what songs have you liked so far?
This is I've looked ahead because as a reporter I'm allowed to do that.
Sure, you are. You have to do some research.
This is one of the toughest ones of all the songs of track by track. This is probably top one or two of toughest matchups because both are really great. And this brings up the question of how much of this music was written for Shoot to Thrill. And then Brian Johnson comes in and writes lyrics to some of the ideas that they had based off of, hey, we wrote a great song in 1979, ideas. Let's write a similar song,
right.
And Brian Johnson can write new lyrics. So,
and let's put them both at track two.
Yes,
which one of the million women?
Yeah, we're both going to start with songs about hell, and then we're going to go into the women's song. So,
do you feel like that's a Mutt Lang? Is that a Mutt Lang decision of like, I got a great idea, guys?
Yeah, is he sequencing the songs in this order? Let's find out if round three. If they've got similar themes.
We've got a formula, boys.
I know. All right.
That's not how he sounds.
Not at all. Sorry.
Let's move on to round three.
Ring the bell.
Hold on now.
Oh, sorry. Apologize. I got ahead of myself. I was excited.
Round three. AC/DC Highway to Hell is going to kick off with something called Walk All Over You.
We'll be right back.
Walk All Over You goes head to head with a little something called What Do You Do for Money, Honey? Wow, Dave Festini, two monsters.
Yeah,
you got to choose one.
Yeah. Again, not once you get past like the longer opening.
Yes.
Similar. I'm going to say this for every song. Similar structure.
Yeah, so just get it out of the way now, by the way.
I like the Brian Johnson vocal on what do you do for money?
Right? What do you do for money, honey?
Honey.
Don't forget the honey.
No, never. I like the Johnson vocal on that, and I like the chorus. The chorus is particularly catchy. So that's my choice for this particular matchup. But again, very close.
Did you do your Tom Brokaw impression there? You're like particularly catchy on that.
I don't know what that was. Particularly catchy.
That's why I stay away from words I can't say. I only use like 7 or 8 words in my everyday speaking.
I have a vernacular of 8.5 words.
It comes in handy when you're talking about AC/DC. Again, two strong songs. I have not disliked a song yet, but for this matchup, I'm going to agree with Dave Festini. I do like What Do You Do for Money, Honey better.
Yes.
And if Walk All Over You had a quicker intro into the song, it would have made it much more difficult. But What Do You Do for Money, Honey gets right into it. And I did like that. So.
As a general rule, I think I like Bon Scott vocals better. I think I said this in the last one too. I like Bon Scott vocals better than Brian Johnson vocals, but in this case, it is an exception.
Yeah. And can we agree that AC/DC switching vocalist is not as divisive as Van Halen because the band didn't have a choice. If they wanted to continue, they had to hire someone.
Well, yes, but I don't think there was the turmoil that was prior to Bon Scott's death. They clearly haven't changed a thing musically.
Right.
It's like, hey, we got to find a guy. Isn't there like a story that didn't Bon Scott say, hey, you guys got to go check. He was almost recommended him. Like, hey, you got to go check this guy out. This brought another guy in to sing exactly like that. I shouldn't say that. He's not singing exactly like Bon Scott. No. Bon Scott's got a very unique, voice.
And yet, if you see them live, when Brian sings the Bon Scott songs, you're not wincing. You're not like, ugh. You know what I mean? You're like, all right, this works.
Yeah, it fits the music very well. And their musical direction is obviously very much the same.
Right. So I think you're always going to have people that go, like, I think you have people with AC/DC, people would say, I like Bon better than Brian, but I like Brian. Or I like Brian better than Bon, but I like Bon. You know what I mean? But no one, yeah. I never hear anyone say, I hate this guy or I hate that guy.
Right. Because musically, it's the same thing.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. Round four. I tightened up the bell a little bit at the top. Let's see if I so that we're not, waiting for it. I tightened it up a little bit. Let's see if it works. AC/DC, Highway to Hell, round four. We're kicking it off with Touch Too Much. Hand in a velvet glove. That's how Dave Schneier's son hurt his wrist.
Oh, my God. My God. Have you no shame at all? I mean,
you've heard this show. My brother's
an adult. He's a grown man.
Why don't you answer that? Why don't you answer that question? You've heard this show.
I have.
Do I have no shame then?
Oh, well, no, none. Right. But I thought maybe, you know, the man's teenage son was out of bounds.
We were very concerned last week. I got to be honest, Dave Schneier. Last week, Fastini just wanted to still record the episode.
Oh, good. Fuck you.
He said, well, we're here and I've taken the time away from Nancy and you want to just do it? And I said, no.
You'd have fucked up the scoring, Fastini. Let's be honest.
I'm on record as saying I can't count.
That's true.
That's not new.
I think we determined that in the first versus episode. So.
His counting skills are particularly not very good.
Particularly bad. At that impression, I'm particularly bad at that.
All right. Touch Too Much in round four is going up against the very subtly titled Giving the Dog a Bone. All right. Wow. It rivals Unskinny Bop for misogynistic banging of a unattractive woman. I'm the evens, right, Dave?
Wait, you are. You are up first, Pat.
Why unattractive? Was there something in there that said she was unattractive? Did I miss that?
Giving the dog a bone.
Giving the dog a bone?
Giving the ugly girl the bone.
Yeah. Unskinny Bop. That's a heavy girl. All right.
Okay.
Yes, Pat, you're up, please.
I like both songs, even for the objectionable lyrics, but Touch Too Much, I've always loved it. It sounds so cool at the beginning, the intro, and then this different kind of guitar sound comes in, and Bon Scott is like off the charts with his vocal, and I just have always, always loved Touch Too Much. One of my favorite songs on Highway to Hell.
Is it my turn?
Well, I'm done.
Okay.
Did you think I was going to keep going?
I don't know. You didn't throw to me.
That's all right. It. Well, how about this?
That's a radio term.
Just a shout out to our bass player on these albums, Cliff Williams, holding down the low end. Let's find out what Dan Fastini thinks.
One of the advantages that I think Bon Scott has over Brian Johnson is the story song.
Yeah.
And A Touch Too Much has that going for it. That not in that it's all that deep of a story, but
right
in its delivery, it's like, you know, that story type delivery. Giving the Dog a Bone is really, it's just kind of a, again, it's just like carbon copy. If ChatGPT, if you told ChatGPT to make an AC/DC song, you're getting Giving the Dog a Bone is what you
get. That's what we get. All right.
Yeah. So, yes, A Touch Too Much gets my vote.
All right, Dave Schneier, have we heard your, we've heard eight songs so far. Have we heard your favorite AC/DC song yet?
We have not heard it yet.
All right, give us a score update after four rounds.
Absolutely. Scoring update. We are at 5-3, Highway to Hell in the lead.
All right. Pretty cool. I like it so far. So far, we have not hated a song, right? We haven't hated any songs yet.
Is there an AC/DC song you can hate? I guess we'll find out.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now, guys, brace yourself.
Oh, no.
Round five. No. We're going to kick it off with Highway to Hell, track five. Again, possibly how Dave Schneier's son broke his wrist. Let's hear a little beating around the bush.
Oh.
A little beating around the bush from Bon Scott. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, guys. Track five from Back in Black. Here's how this is going to go.
Fuck.
Some guys get to beat around the bush, but some guys actually say something like, let me put my love into you.
Good Lord.
Don't you fight, don't you worry, cause it's your turn today.
a Gene Simmons lyric there at the end. Let me cut your cake with my knife.
Is that what he says?
That's what he said as I faded out. Let me cut your cake with my knife. Well, look it up. Look it up, Grandpa.
I don't even want to Google this. But go to incognito mode.
So they close out both of these albums, side one, with some sex songs, some beating around the bush, putting some love into it.
Yeah, it's let me cut your cake with my knife is true.
Yeah, it is true.
It's like a birthday party.
Yeah, sure it is. Happy birthday, honey. I got a present for you. It's my love.
Now that's a knife.
I'm going to assume neither one of these is Dave Schneider's favorite AC/DC song of all time. I'm going out on a limb.
You're going to assume correctly on that.
All right. So Dave Fustini, these are the odd songs. Which one do you choose?
This one's, I don't know. Let me put my, it's almost like Dirty Bad Company, this song.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Let me put my love into you. So, I like the beating around, the bush, Pat. You know, it's like a good bluesy. It's that good bluesy AC/DC riff. It's got that fast tempo. You know, yeah. Bon Scott again with a great vocal. It's just a fun tune. Let me put my love in. I wouldn't go so far as to say I hate it, but I don't know. It's not one I would add to a playlist if I was making an AC/DC playlist for sure.
See, you talked about the blues. I feel like Let Me Put My Love Into You has that long bluesy intro too. Bam, bam,
bam. That's a different type of blues, I guess. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I hate all blues. So, but, this is a tough one for me.
Really?
It is because, you know, both of these songs are maybe each are weaker songs on both of these albums, in my opinion.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. Beating around the bush is a fun. I would turn that one. I'd add that one to a playlist.
You would? Okay, well, that's good.
As I was listening, I was actually thinking, hey, I should add that to a playlist.
I never skip these songs. This is tough. Cut your cake with my knife. That kind of.
Well, this was your wedding song. Let me put my love.
It absolutely
into you, right?
Is. Yeah? I lost my virginity to that song. I learned how to use that knife. I feel like I like Let Me Put My Love Into You more. I'm not saying it's better. I'm just saying I feel like I like it a little bit more.
Can I read a lyric for you and maybe you change your mind?
Yeah.
Now don't you struggle, don't you fight, don't you worry, because it's your turn tonight.
All right, could you look up some beat? Could you?
A little rapey.
That's a little rapey. That you might have swayed me on that. You got some beating around the bush lyrics? Let me look those up.
I believe, I don't know. I got the feeling beating around the bush was consensual.
You know what? You might be right, because she might be saying, look, you're not going to put your love into me, but I'll let you do this.
Let's say I'm scanning here.
I'm scanning, smiling face and loving eyes, but you keep on telling all those lines. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Da-da-da-da-da. You can throw me lefts and you can throw me rights, but where was you last night? Lefts and rights, that's his two hands.
Yeah.
I don't think he means it.
I was talking birds and you was talking bees, and was he down on his knee? All right. I don't know. You know what though, Dave, we usually,
this is basically just like they're going back and forth.
Yep,
like, you know, it's,
and I gotta be honest with you. The reason that I'm going to go with beating around the bush is because the lyrics are in fact,
not rapey.
Little too rapey. Well, yeah. And the other ones are a little too rapey.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. I gotta go beating around the bush.
So you both are going. Let me just make sure I'm getting this right. You're both going with beating around the bush.
Yes, you got one job. You have one job, Dave.
Shut the fuck up. That's my other job. That's my other job, is to tell you to shut the fuck up.
I only said you have one. That's two.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you see, you know, his hobby is
here
telling
comes.
You to shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay. I thought we were gonna go to his son again.
All right.
No, not yet.
All right. Here we go. Get ready. Buckle in. We're going to kick off round six with the songs that kick off side two on vinyl, because that's how we originally heard these. On vinyl, not CD.
Well, or cassette. We may have heard them on cassette.
Maybe cassette. Either way, it says a side two, Dave.
You're flipping it over. Yeah, no, you're right.
You're flipping it over just like you did.
It's all about
a hidden track on one of these, I think.
Yeah, right. That's an AC/DC song, I think. Flipping it over.
Oh, it sure could be. Oh, I wish it was. If the guys are listening, if you're listening, Mal, maybe we could lay down some. All right. So
that wasn't bad.
Pirate?
Sound like a pirate.
It's Brian Johnson.
If I have headphones on, I can do it. I swear I can. All right. AC/DC, Highway to Hell, side two, track six, or round six, is Shot Down in Flames. There we have it. Round six starts out with Shot Down in Flames. Let's jump over to Back in Black. And now we're going to get that title track. Let's hear a little bit of Back in Black. He's in a band with a gang. They're going to catch him if they want him to hang. For me, no contest. Back in Black over Shot Down in Flames. Doesn't mean I don't like Shot Down in Flames. That's a rocking good tune. Love that song. But between the two, I got to go full on Back in Black.
Yeah, for a minute there, I thought you were actually going to debate it, and I was going to get angry. But
we've seen you get angry usually on a weekly basis playing Name That Tune.
Yeah, well, it happens sometimes. It's more anger at myself than others. But no, I'm with you 100% here. Back in Black is like it is an example of a song you can hear a million times, and you probably have, and still love every minute of it. And soon we're going to get to another song that you've heard a million times that you don't necessarily love every minute of it. I love everything about Back in Black, man. I love its inspiration, that it's like, you know, we're back after, you know, that we haven't lost a step. It's just the vocal is awesome. I mean, Shot Down in Flames, It's a cool, you know, like for a band that writes all about, you know, their, let's say, success with women. It's kind of refreshing to hear a song that's completely about getting shot down every time, you know, you've hit on a woman.
Yeah.
But no, Back in Black's a classic. You're not beating Back in Black.
Let's talk a little bit about the placement of Back in Black. I actually feel Hell's Bells should have been the last song on the album, and the bells would have started and ended the song. I feel like they should have kicked off the album with the title track. I feel Back in Black would have, it also is, what do I want to say? An homage or whatever to Bond, just simply the title. I just think Back in Black should have kicked off the album. That's me.
I see that argument. I think it was all about the bells.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's basically why they did it. That is the sound effect of the bells in memoriam. Plus, like, if you're going to kick off a side two, holy crap.
Well, yeah, that's true. Dave Schneier, before we get an update, have we heard your favorite AC/DC song of all time yet?
You still have not heard it.
All right, cool.
We're running out of options, Dave. This isn't good.
We still have 8 songs left.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
You know, we have 4 rounds left, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's 2 songs around, 8 songs.
All right.
You want an update on the score there?
I would love it.
Absolutely.
That's your one job.
That is one job. right now, Highway to Hell still up. It is 7-5.
All right.
Still close, though.
It's still close. It's very close. We've been here before. Yeah, it's very close, and it flips a wig, yeah. And then everyone hates us. So
flips a wig.
I don't know what that. I don't know if that's the same. Hey, you saw me pour rum into my Coke.
I did. It was the Rick Springfield Sammy Hagar rum.
Yeah, it was the brown, yeah. Really sweet rum, and you put that in a Coke, and it's like drinking a sugar bomb that'll get you high. Sugar Bomb, that's an AC/DC song. It's about your pussy. Okay.
I think that's Sugar Walls, actually.
Sugar Walls, Sugar Bomb,
Sheena Easton.
Whatever. Sugar Bomb's when the lady gets excited and has, the big O. Okay, here we go. That's the Sugar Bomb. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going to say that's the Hagar. The Hagar rum makes you say bad lyrics. So, and
Pilar is such a lucky woman.
She's downstairs. She doesn't listen. She doesn't. She has no idea what is talked about on the show. All right. Round 7. Highway to Hell kicks it off with Get It Hot.
Nice.
Get It Hot. Moving on.
Get what hot?
Get, you know it.
It.
Get it hot. And then all of a sudden you get that sugar bomb. All right. Get It Hot is going straight up head to head with You Shook Me All Night Long.
Thank you.
It's an odd round, and that means Mr. Dave Festini kicks it off for us. Dave, get it hot. Get it hot versus You Shook Me All Night Long.
Okay, first of all, let's talk about Get It Hot and the fact that there's a call out in this song. Now, this is 79. This is 1979. It's not often you get a call out in the lyrics. Nobody's playing Manilow. I don't think I ever picked up on that until now. I was reading it clearly. So I love that. And You Shook Me All Night Long. Listen, overplayed to death, possibly the most overplayed AC/DC song of all time. Dave wants to chime in.
Go ahead. Make your point. I'll put another finger up.
Wow. My point, and I've said this before, I don't make judgments. It's not the band's fault that radio played their stuff too much.
Right. That they chose this one track and played it to infinity.
I swear to you, every time Nancy, when we leave the house, we put music on for the dog.
Uh-huh.
And I swear to you, every time Nancy says, you know, either Alexa, whoever, play classic rock. Look what I've done. I turned lights on and
you called out Alexa. And you turned some lights on.
I said the A word. All right. She's still talking over there.
All right. Tell her to say, Alexa, shut the fuck up.
I would never do that to her. That would be improper and rude.
All right.
But every time she says play classic rock, I swear to you, they play the thing plays You Shook Me All That Long.
I'm sure it does.
However, it's still a great song. And it is a Brian Johnson classic. It's got a great groove to it. One, I think, of the best crossover AC/DC songs. And how refreshing is it to have an AC/DC song that is sung from the perspective of the woman taking full advantage of her male partner?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not just this misogynistic stuff that AC/DC loves to throw out there. So, You Shook Me All Night Long is the winner, as much as I'm tired of hearing it.
And look, Dave, you might not have chose You Shook Me All Night Long if it didn't go up against Get It Hot, which is a very deep track that I didn't even remember until I just heard it now. And I liked it, but it's You Shook Me All Night Long.
Yeah.
All night long. I mean, there's no denying it. It's like Don't Stop Believing. It's like Van Halen's Jump, but I never get sick of those three songs. I still love those songs so much. So there you have it. Dave Schneier, have we heard your favorite AC/DC song of all time yet? No.
No, sir.
All right.
Oh, wait. I'm starting to think I might know what it is.
Don't say anything. No, that's great.
Don't say anything. What's the score, buddy?
We are all tied at 7.
Wow.
Here we go.
Boy, oh boy. I really don't know what's going to happen in the next three rounds, but coming up from Highway to Hell is a little something called, and it's funny because this was the title of their live album that came out. I think prior to this studio album.
Yes.
So this song is called, If You Want Bud, If You Want Buds,
If You Want Bud, it's a pot song.
Yeah. If You Want Blood and parentheses, You've Got It.
It's
right. Rocking it up with If You Want Blood, You Got It. Not Bud, it's Blood. All right. Coming up, track 8 from Back in Black is Have a Drink on Me. Two great tracks for round 8. What's it going to be? Let me ask myself, since it's an even. I love If You Want Blood, You Got It. But Have a Drink on Me is one of my favorite songs on Back in Black. I just love it. I love the I love some of the lyrics. The opening lyric, whiskey, gin, and brandy. With a glass, I'm pretty handy. I'm trying to walk a straight line on sour mash and cheap wine. I mean, that just takes me back to college when you'll just, you know, Friday, Saturday, you'll drink whatever you can find just to get loaded. So yeah, for me, it's Have a Drink on Me all the way between these two, even though If You Want Blood, You've Got It is a great song too.
I love the lyric. It's one of my favorite AC/DC lyrics. Forget about the check. We'll get hell to pay.
Yeah, I mean, that's
so
great.
It's so good. Have a Drink on Me is, it's great. It sounds great, right? But I love If You Want Blood, You Got It. It's right. And I suspect, I don't think I'm going out on a limb here, I suspect this is Dave's favorite AC/DC song, but I won't speak for him. I'm only guessing.
All right, well, let's get the votes locked in. One for Have a Drink on Me and one for If You Want Blood, You've Got It?
Yes.
All right.
Votes are locked in. We are tied at 8 with 2 songs to go.
Wow.
All right, Dave. And what have we heard your favorite AC/DC song yet?
Dave Festini, you are correct. Ring the bell. Ding, ding, ding.
Hold on. I didn't know I was going to ring the bell.
He's not that quick on that.
I'm not that quick. Hold on.
There it is. I love this song. If You Want Blood, You've Got It is such a great song.
Yeah, Pat, it's my favorite AC/DC, man.
All time AC/DC song, my favorite, easily.
Wow.
I'm surprised that you went. I mean, Have a Drink on Me is great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised you didn't go with If You Want Blood.
Yeah, I've always loved Have a Drink on Me.
Hmm.
And I'm generous, so I like to buy people a drink.
Is it also, though, can I ask a quick question?
Is it also that you're an alcoholic? Is it?
Is it insensitive? Did Bon Scott not die of alcohol poisoning?
I don't think that made the band stop drinking.
Really? I'm sure they all have sexually transmitted diseases, too, but they're not going to stop singing about Skrillin.
Big difference. Difference.
Come on, dude. If AC/DC suddenly gets a conscience and says we're not gonna
fair point.
About
fair
drinking,
point.
No.
All right.
Let me tell you this. Look, AC/DC's never been on Sesame Street.
I am a reporter, I ask questions.
All right.
That's my job.
Oscar the Grouch sitting there singing Have a Drink on Me.
Have a drink on him.
What movie is is If You Want Blood in.
That's Empire Records.
Yeah, I thought so. There you go. Empire Records. That's right. Cool. That's why Dave loves it.
Cheesy ass scene where it happens, but it's but it's well used.
All right. And the score again, give it to us before we head into the final two rounds.
We are all tied at 8.
Dave, what are you drinking right now?
I've switched to the Sam Adams Porch Rocker Lemon Radler.
But before that, you were drinking wine.
Cheap
wine.
Yeah,
well, that's what's handy in the basement right now.
Oh, my gosh. You'll drink whatever. What if there was turpentine down there? Would you drink that?
There might actually be. So that could be what's next.
He crushes the grapes with his feet.
Oh, my God. Sour mash and cheap wine at the Schneier residence.
Drink on me.
You better watch you don't fall down and break your wrist.
That's true.
Be careful. Crawl up the stairs.
I learned it from watching you.
All right, round 9. We are deep into this battle right now, folks. It's a dead heat. Highway to Hell, round 9, track 9, Love, Hungry Man. Love Hungry Man is going to go up against a gentleman who I guess he wants to do some dancing. That's what I think this song means. He wants to shake a leg.
Street. Oh, he's kicking everything with his feet.
Right, he's already said the word shake a leg, so I'm going to fade it down. All right, Dave Festini, that's an odd song, odd numbered song.
Yeah.
What do you got for us? Love Hungry Man or Shake a Leg?
Is Love Hungry Man as close as we get to an AC/DC ballad?
I mean, you're not going to get much closer than that. I mean, they don't ballad it up at all, really.
Again, that one to me comes off a little bit like Dirty Bad Company.
Mm-hmm.
Love Hungry Man. Especially with lines like, oh, where is it now? All I want to do is make a meal out of you. I was, it's straight out of a Hallmark card, that one. Love Hungry Man's weird. That bass line almost has like a, dare I say it, like a disco feel to it. Like
it was 1979,
it's weird to me. Love Hungry Man. So Shake a Leg's the winner for me. Not exactly a difficult choice.
Yeah, not a difficult choice for me either. Again, it's when I saw the words "Love Hungry Man," I had to think what I don't know if I know it. I don't know if I remember that song at all.
Really, with lyrics like "A man's got to eat, baby, bon appetit."
Good lyric. I'll never forget it now. Jeez. But yeah, my vote also goes for "Shake a Leg."
Oh, chef's kiss.
Dave Schneier, which one do you like better?
Yeah, I mean, "Shake a Leg" is really, really good. Love Hungry Man is forgettable to me.
Yeah, definitely.
But I wouldn't have picked this one out of a lineup.
No, me neither.
Lineup?
Yeah, just shut up. Shut up.
Something that's second clearly job. Visual.
Shut the fuck up.
All right.
Look, we're lucky to have Schneier here.
Rude. He's not so nice anymore. He's not nice Dave anymore, is he?
I think he is. If he's telling you colors. To shut up, I think he is.
Okay. Clearly you're both against me.
All right. Give us an update. I think I know what it is, but give us an update right now.
Going into the last song, Back in Black has taken the lead 10-8.
Wow. Ooh. All right, we're gonna close.
You
never know with these.
No,
that's what I love about it. All right, here we go. Round 10, Highway to Hell is kicking off with a song that's 6 minutes and 28 seconds. That's long for AC/DC. Mm. This one is Night Prowler. Night Prowler. It took us 2 minutes and 15 seconds to get to the words Night Prowler, but that's okay. We don't mind. All right. Round 10, closing out the round from Back in Black. We got something called Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution.
Fence. good sense. Yeah, let's go.
Right, there we have it. Round 10. I get to kick it off. Both of these albums close out with like two songs that start with some bluesy, slow building riffs. But for me, Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution all the way. Just love it, love it, love it. So that's the one for me. That's my vote.
Well, earlier we talked about a rapey lyric in an AC/DC song. Here they just go full out. It's a whole song about a rapist / murderer.
Yeah. Richard Ramirez, yeah. Right?
Yep.
Oh, it's actually wait a minute.
Yeah. So Richard Ramirez was the night prowler.
I thought it was the other way around, that there was the song first and then they labeled him the night prowler killer.
Ramirez was 1985, by the way, just FYI.
Oh, okay. So the song came first.
He was a huge fan of AC/DC. I don't mean to be too scoopy here with my reporting.
This is your job.
I didn't know that. So he took... Wait. It's not about
the song was first. No, it's not about him. The song is first.
I had no idea. I really had no idea.
The highly, in 1985, a highly publicized murder case began revolving around Richard Ramirez, who was responsible for 15 brutal murders. Nicknamed the Night Stalker, Ramirez was a fan of AC/DC, particularly the song Night Prowler.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. So had the song been written about the guy, I'd feel a little bit better about it. Unfortunately, it's the other way around. They've labeled the guy the night prowler, whatever the hell it is. I don't know, man. You know, AC/DC is like a party band. They're good times. They're drinking. They're having fun. They're out with the ladies. And then all of a sudden we're talking about, you know, laying naked like a body in a tomb. And he slips into your room and he makes a mess out of you. This song disturbs me. And on top of that, I don't even like it all that much. And it's true at the end of this song. He says, I checked three different sites.
Yep.
He says Shazbot Nanu Nanu at the end of this.
Yep.
Well, I had no idea. That's even makes it even weirder.
Even though in Rock and Roll and Noise Pollution, it sounds like he's making up words. It's like, it sounds like. So Dave, what's your vote?
I love Rock and Roll and Noise Pollution, man. When I was a kid, you know, outside of the songs that you heard played on the rock stations, I can remember myself as a kid singing the chorus to Rock and Roll and Noise Pollution, which is an album track. So I've loved that song all my life. I think some people consider it almost like a filler thing. Like it's,
I don't,
but I love that song.
Yeah, I love that song.
I think it's a great way to close the album with those gang vocals. Like, I think it's great. So that one gets my vote.
Yeah.
It's interesting. 100%. Can I jump in with you think it's a filler song? They only had 9 songs going into the finishing up the album, and the record company came back and said, please write a 10th song. They wrote the song in 15 minutes.
Listen, man, I don't think it takes long to write any AC/DC song, but like,
sure.
I love it. I love it as an anthem. I love it as like, you know, as a rock and roll fan, I think it's great. You know, it's a testament to rock, just fun. It's the testament to fun rock and roll, which is the which is the issue I had when grunge became such a great thing. That listen, there's a lot of great music in that genre for sure, but it killed or it lessened the impact of the fun rock and roll of the time.
And Night Prowler kills the fun vibe of Highway.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it is an album called Highway to Hell. So if you're going to write a song about some sort of serial killer, put it on an album called Highway to Hell. But yeah, it like brings the, it's a weird vibe, dude. Yeah,
because everything felt very loose to me up until that song. There was a loose, not, I don't want to say fun feeling, but a looser, we're just rocking and jamming out and having a great time playing these songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's creepy.
All right. Give us the final count, Dave Schneier.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner goes to Back in Black, 12-8.
Wow.
Big win tonight.
Wow.
12-8.
And a comeback win, by the way, because at song 5, Highway to Hell was up 7-3.
Huh.
Yeah. So Highway to Hell is Highway to Hell, then what we're saying is their side one beat side one of Back in Black, but Back in Black's side two
easily
is stronger than AC/DC's Highway to Hell side two.
I think, as AC/DC would like to say, side one was top heavy.
Yeah.
on Highway to Hell.
Oh.
And side two, bottom heavy.
Bottom heavy.
Yeah.
Whole lot of Rosie.
Yep. A whole lot of Rosie on top and bottom. Dave Schneier, when you checked out the albums earlier in the week, did you have a count? Do you have something for us?
I didn't have an exact count. I went in, I had Back in Black winning, but barely, because I like the looseness of Highway to Hell. I don't want to say that Back in Black is overproduced, but it's a slicker produced album than Highway to Hell. And I really like the looseness of Highway to Hell. But I still had Back in Black winning overall.
All right. Both album covers are cool, by the way. I think both of these album covers are nice. I love it. All right. There we have it, folks. Please, at Dave Festini, if you have trouble with how the show went tonight, he's willing to take all the hate. All right. You want to know what the next matchup is, you two?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Sure.
Now, I don't know why I'm choosing them, but so far I am. Oh, that's right. It's my show.
There you go.
So, no, but I want to mix it up a little bit. We've been very rock heavy, and that's fine. We're going to mix it up with two 90s classics.
Because for a second there, I thought you were going Tiffany versus Debbie Gibson. Okay.
No.
Right.
I even thought about Joni Mitchell's Blue against Carole King's Tapestry.
Oh my God.
But Blue has 10 songs. Tapestry has 12. So we can't do it.
Damn it. Darn it.
Schneier, you said, oh my God, because you would like that or you wouldn't like it?
I would love that.
Yeah,
I would love that.
I know. It's sadly, I looked. It doesn't work. Okay. These are two 90s classics by two heavyweights. Both albums have 12 songs. We're going to have 12 rounds. One album came out in 1991. The other album came out in 1992. The first album is U2's Achtung Baby. Now, Achtung Baby is going to take on REM's Automatic.
Oh my God.
This is like Dave's heaven.
God. Dave, is this a Sophie's Choice for you?
Listen, I'm going to break a wrist over this one. This is like... God damn, Pat.
It's a good matchup, though, right?
It is.
It's going to be great.
Fuck.
That wasn't a good fuck either. That was a bad fuck. Ah.
This is a tough fuck is what it is.
My goodness.
A hell of a matchup, Pat.
Jesus.
It's a tough fuck.
It's a tough fuck.
Tough fuck. That's the next album by AC/DC, by the way.
Yeah, tough fuck. the song, look, thank you guys. Let everyone know where you're at on social media.
Who?
Both of you.
Oh, well, you can throw all that aforementioned hate at me, at D Festini on Twitter.
All right, Schneier,
love seeing
find
the
you.
Comments.
How about your blog?
Yeah, please praise me on Twitter all you want. Throw some shit towards Dave and praise me. It's at Dave Schneier.
Wow.
And the blog is Dave's Mixtape. I just posted a ton of new music.
He did.
That you should check out. So,
including you, the Aces, which is great.
Such a great album.
All right, I'm going to check out the Aces too, because it sounds like AC/DC if you say it fast. AC/DC, Aces.
That's fair.
We are a Rock Solid Show. You can go to rocksolidpodcast.com for all things about the show, and you can support the show at patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. Now, our playout song today is going to be the only AC/DC song, to my knowledge, that has never appeared on an AC/DC album. It's only appeared on a soundtrack.
It's a big shot.
Big Gun.
Big
Gun. Last Action
big
Hero.
Shot is, big,
it is also sung by Brian
Joel.
Johnson. And since Brian Johnson's album won the day, we will hear Big Gun. So, everybody, both Daves, David and David, check out their album, Boomtown. Thank you guys for being here. And I look forward to the next matchup, which is Automatic for the People versus Octung Baby. Dave Schneier, you like both of those albums?
I love both these albums.
He sleeps with them under his pillow, those two albums.
True.
Third.
It's very true.
All right, guys. And with that, let's all go say hello to our wives and ask them that question. Let me put my love into you. That's not even a question.
I'm
going
to go give the dog a bone.
Oh, boy.
Hi-ho.
Oh, boy. That poor puppy. All right. Signing off. Thanks, Dave Festini.
You're so welcome, Pat. I love doing these. And thanks for, and I don't know, for being you.
Thank you for being here, Dave Schneier.
Thank you, Pat.
Big Gun.